Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City. Serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Willa Cather, Back Home, 1918. Willa Cather's My Antonia is 100 years old. Published the same year, tens of thousands of doughboys were killed in France and Belgium, thousands more dying of epidemic influenza even before they arrived in Europe. Cather's classic novel brings the region alive, just as Roll Call on the Prairie, an essay she published in the Red Cross magazine. Today, Willa Cather's tall grass people are the small wonders. Here's what she wrote. When the United States entered the war, people along the Atlantic seaboard felt concern as to how the Middle West would respond. Again and again, I heard New York businessmen and journalists say that the West wouldn't know there was a war until it was in the next county. Myself, I scarcely realized what being in the war meant until I went back to Nebraska. In my own hometown, there was nothing but the war. One saw white things gleaming in the sun off and through the trees, boys in their shirts and trousers drilling in the schoolyard. When the 1st Division, largely made up of Western men, made our debut at Cantini, casualty lists began to appear in the New York papers, and morning after morning I saw the names of men from little country towns where nothing so terrible or so wonderful had ever happened to drag them into the New York newspapers, towns hidden away in miles of cornfields. Their names came out one after another to bring their hometowns into the light, like a long roll call, all the little prairie towns answering that they were there. The women were in the war even more than men. Diet and cookery were revolutionized. The neighbor women began to tell me how to make bread without white flour, cakes without eggs or oatmeal, how to sweeten ice cream and puddings with honey or molasses. When my father absentmindedly took a second cube of sugar at breakfast, he felt the stony eyes of his womenfolk and put it back with a sigh. There wasn't a church social in our town all winter and spring. And late in the summer of 1918, the first church supper of the year was given in the basement of the Methodist Church, an unusually good one. Lots of fried chicken with creamy gravy, mashed potatoes, and scalloped potatoes, half a dozen salads, white biscuits, coffee with all the sugar you wanted, ice cream and cakes. One old lady who had partaken turned to me and said, "It seemed like old times," adding with a twinkle in her eyes, "And I don't believe he'd begrudge it to us this once, do you?" "He? Who?" "Hoover," she said. While I was at home, the 4th Loveman boy was drafted. His 3 brothers were already at the front. The father was a farmer, and the farmer's sons are his arms and hands. The merchants and bankers went out into the country and worked late, helping the farmers whose sons were gone to save their grain. No parties but war parties. No football, no baseball, no skating rink. A bedridden woman I know begged young girls to bring her garments for the war effort to her so that she could work buttonholes lying on her back. Not a woman makes her husband's underclothes in the old-fashioned way because the Red Cross insisted men's underwear for the Belgian people had to be created in the Belgian way. Western women have a natural intolerance of slow, old-fashioned ways. They economize in effort and time, and yet they made hundreds of pairs of these old-fashioned drawers. Why? Our women admired the Belgians. The everyday ways of a very foreign people besieged by war had come through to us, people who are otherwise so sure that our own ways are best. When I saw smart, capable Western women patiently making drawers with 15 buttonholes and smiling with pride, I thought that was poetry. Many old feelings must have been rooted out, new feelings born to make them want to do it, love to do it, in that tedious way that was against the tempo of their own lives. All of that is what Willa Cather saw back home, out here on the home front, 100 years ago.